Yeah, I heard you the first time. But I'm not coming home. Will you stop yelling at me? I get it, you hate me. And I'm a monster. You said so yourself. I'm the reason that Mom died. And you wished that it was me instead of her. Well, I don't care. You can't take back what you said, sis. It doesn't matter. I'm not coming home. And tell Dad to stop trying to call me. I don't want to talk to him either. I'm hanging up the phone now. Bye. Damn it. What the fuck? Seriously? She thinks I'm responsible for Mom's death. She died before I was born. I didn't even know her. It's not my fault. But if that's how my sister really feels, it explains so much. Why she's always treated me the way she does. And why my dad just ignores me all of the time. Does he feel the same way too? Is that why I'm like this? Damn it. This isn't fair. Mom. I wish you were here. I'm sorry. What the hell? Who's there? There's no point in hiding. I already hurt you. You can come out. It's you. The nerd from my art class that I always pick on. Why the hell are you out here? Just going for a walk. Please tell me you didn't hear any of that. You know what? No, never mind. I don't want to know what you heard. Just get out of here and leave me alone. Don't touch me. I don't need your pity. Just trying to help. Well, don't. I didn't ask you to. I'm fine, okay? It's just the rain. Then maybe I got some in my eye. Hey, back off. I told you not to touch me. What the hell are you doing? It's called a hug. I know what a hug is, moron. But I didn't ask you for one. Stop it. Did you forget who I am? It's not my fault. Don't say that. Stop, please. No. I'm not just gonna let it out. Especially not in front of you. You don't know anything. This has nothing to do with you, alright? So just lay off. I'm fine. So get out of here and leave me alone. What do you mean, no? What the hell is wrong with you? I know that you hate me. So don't act like you care now. Just because you saw me like this. You're sorry? For what? Damn you. You don't know anything about me or my family. And it's none of your goddamn business. So you shut your stupid mouth now. That's enough. Do you remember last week when I ripped that drawing you were working on? That manga or whatever? If you don't let this go and walk away right now, I'll rip every single one of your stupid art pieces, just like last time, and make you say that you hate me again and again and again. So just go, and leave me alone. I said go, damn it. What are you doing? I didn't say you could sit next to me. And look at you. You're drenched. You should go change. What's with you? Why won't you just let this go? I told you I don't need you. I don't need anyone. And talking about what happened isn't gonna change anything. Just try. Okay, fine. My mom, she died giving birth to me. I never even got to meet her. But my sister always goes on and on about how amazing she was. And it really started to piss me off. So we had a fight about it. And then she told me that it was my fault. That if I was never born, my mom would still be alive to be there for her. She called me a monster and told me that she wished I had died instead. I can't say I blame her. I don't know what it's like to have a mom, or to even miss one. I mean, you can't miss someone you never knew. My sister and I always have fights, but never this bad. And my dad, well, I don't know. He never really talks to me, but I just thought that was how he normally was. He's always quiet and withdrawn, focuses on his work, has dinner in his room. He's never tucked me in, never read to me, never played with me, doesn't really pay me any mind at all. And today I just realized why. That my sister's not the only one who blames me. My dad probably hates me just as much as she does. I mean, she's the closest thing I've ever had to a mom. She does all the chores around the house, she cooks all the meals. She works two jobs. She does it all. And I'm just the delinquent. All I do is get in trouble at school and cause more problems for her. I mean, last weekend the cops brought me home for trespassing. My sister really loved that. Do I want to know what? What it's like to have a mom? Come on, don't be stupid. What do you mean you're serious? What are you gonna do? Pretend to be my mom? You're kidding. That's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard you say. Besides, there's no way you could... What are you doing? Changing the way your hair looks isn't gonna make a difference. Lay on your lap. Oh god. This is embarrassing even for you. I'm out of here. Come on, let go. It's still pouring rain, or did you forget? So what if we're already soaked? This is dumb. No, I'm not gonna just lay on your lap. You're an idiot. Let go of my arm. Be a good boy. Are you kidding? Don't talk to me like I'm... Do what my mother says. Or what? What are you gonna do about it, huh? Grounded. Ha ha, very funny. Wait, you have what? My drawing from art class. The one I threw in the trash. No, you don't. You're bluffing. What the hell? How did you get that? Give it back. I can't believe you had that in your pocket this whole time. No one was supposed to see that. Especially not you. Because I could get expelled for drawing such a thing. Now give it... Damn it. Okay, fine. I'll play along. I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm laying down. But this bench is soaked. Okay, I'll quit complaining. Mom. There. Like this. Oh God, this is humiliating. I'm a grown-ass man, not a little kid. What are you doing? Why are you stroking my hair like that? This feels weird. You gave birth to me because you wanted me to live? Because you love me? Stop it. Don't say such things. I never wanted this. I never wanted to lose you, Mom. I need you. I really do. And so does my big sis. She misses you so much. And Dad does too. Even though I've never heard him say it. I know he's lonely. What am I supposed to do? Live for you? And take care of them. Damn it. This is so dumb. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry I'm the reason you died. You forgive me? Thank you. I promise I'll do better. I'll help Sis out around the house, and I'll get a part-time job. Yes, I promise. I'll make you proud up in heaven, Mom. I will. Okay, that's enough. I'm done with this. Stupid. Hey, don't hug me. You did nothing. This didn't help me. So don't act like you did. But if it would have helped me, then I would have said thank you. Alright, enough of this sappy crap. You really need to get out of this rain. Hey, are you alright? You're running a fever. Damn it. You really need to get home. How far is your house from here? It's fine. I can carry you. Just climb on my back. No arguing with me. After what you did, it's the least I can do for you. Besides, if not for me, you would have been home an hour ago. And out of this rain. So let me help. Such a good son. Shh. You can stop that now. We're done playing house. This is serious. Okay, okay. Come on, Mom. Let's get you home. Man, you're ridiculous. But I think I'm starting to like you a little bit now. But don't read too much into that, okay? It's not like I, you know, like you or anything. I'm just not gonna pick on you anymore. Does this mean we're friends? Yes. We can be friends. Happy now? Frenemies. Yeah, sure, whatever you want. Now hold on to me. The quicker I get you home, the quicker you can change. And then hop into a shower or something. Oh, and also, can I have my drawing back? What do you mean, not yet? That was the deal we... Seriously? I already told you, we can be friends now or whatever. You don't have to blackmail me to keep me in line at school. A good place to start? Are you serious? Damn you. I take back everything I said. We're not friends. Ow. What'd you hit me for? Yeah, I got it. I'll do whatever you say from now on. But only until you give me the picture back. And you can't show it to anyone. You at least owe me that much. Thank you. Now stop stalling. Come on. Let's get you home. Oh man. What have I gotten myself into now? You're such a handful. You know that? You damn nerd. Hey there, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like and comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you enjoyed my content and want to see more, please feel free to subscribe. It would make me really, really happy if you did. And if you want more exclusive content, click the link down below for my Patreon. You'll get early access to audios, poll votes, and even get to pick the next spicy ASMRs. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. But with all of that said, go drink some water and do a little bit of self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.